Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, March 3rd, 2021. Replacing our fear with faith in a faithful God. You and I both know that we are living in uncertain times. How in the world do we not give in to fear? By replacing our fear with faith in a faithful God. To help us do that, we need to go down memory lane with Him, recalling the times God has been faithful to us. And since He cannot change, He will come through again and again and again, even now. Since I am so much like the character, much afraid, in the classic allegory, Hind's Feet on High Places, I need to do this frequently. So permit me to recount one of my most memorable stories of God's faithfulness. I call it my egg story. It was the day before my birthday in 2006. My husband, Ed, came home unexpectedly mid-morning. "Oh, hi, honey," I said. "What are you doing home?" He then gently but firmly took me by the shoulders, looked me in the eye, and said these unbelievable words, "I got laid off." "What?" I exclaimed. "After 29 years of loyal service, this can't be happening." Now, we had just booked a 2.5-week vacation in Hawaii to celebrate 25 wonderful years of marriage. All airline tickets and accommodations had been made and paid. Gratefully, his company gave him an 8-month severance package with full pay and benefits. So Ed said, "We're still going to Hawaii." It was awesome. Fast forward 10 months. Ed still hadn't found a job. We were living off our savings. Since we have always lived well below our means, we didn't have to significantly sacrifice. But money has always been a source of worry for me. One day I needed eggs for dinner. Well, the store price was almost 1.5 times more than I normally spent. But I needed these eggs. They weren't a luxury, but a necessity. I put them in my cart. As I continued to shop for a few more things, I began to become very anxious about our money situation. How will we ever make it? Then the Lord reminded me of Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I repeated these precious words back to God, and His peace came. But a moment later, the fear returned. So I continued to speak those words of truth to my heart and to God. "Lord, You said I didn't have to be anxious about anything, even money. Therefore, I'm going to trust You. Only help me." I am not exaggerating when I tell you I had to repeat this with force at least 10 times in a 15-minute span. At checkout, I had a question about the price of some grapes. It turned out that someone had forgotten to remove the sign from last week's sale. So they insisted I not even pay for the grapes. I didn't argue too much, mind you. As I was leaving and checking the receipt, I noticed that the free grapes were almost the exact same price as the eggs. My heart swelled with a sense of God's pleasure in me for trusting Him. I heard God's still, small voice speak, "See, I told you you could trust Me." So, my friends, the next time you feel uncertain, replace your fear with faith in a faithful God. God is faithful. His word is true. Believe it. Apply it emphatically and repeatedly if needed. And watch Him show up in the middle of your anxiety with His peace. I would love to hear about one of your egg stories of God's faithfulness. Would you please share it in the comment section so we can all be encouraged? By the way, if you're like me and much afraid, you can get a complete and unabridged copy of this classic allegory in our new online store. Take 25% off by using the code that's in the text at checkout.